This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 424, The Email Productivity Curve by Cal Newport of calnewport.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your personal narrator here. Welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you're enjoying the long holiday weekend if you are here in the U.S. This is the podcast where I read to you from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship, and I do that every single day, including weekends and holidays. And with that, we're going to get right to it as we optimize your life. The Email Productivity Curve by Cal Newport of calnewport.com. A mixed response. Late last year, Pew Research found that online workers identified email as their most important tool, beating out both phones and the internet by sizable margins. Almost half of the workers surveyed claimed that the technology made them feel more productive. As Pew summarized, email continues to be the main digital artery that workers believe is important to their job. Around the same time this research was released, however, Sir Cary Cooper, a professor of organizational psychology, made waves at the British Psychological Society's annual conference by identifying British workers' macho, always-connected email culture as a factor in the UK's falling productivity. It now has the second lowest productivity in the G7. Cooper went so far as to advocate companies shutting down their email servers after work hours and perhaps even banning all internal email communication. This bipolar reaction to email, either it's fundamental to success or terrible, extends beyond research circles and often characterizes popular conversations about the technology. So what explains this oddly mixed reaction? The email productivity curve. There's a picture of a curve on this post. Email productivity increases as you go from no email towards nonstop email, but you reach a max point and it falls to zero as the curve approaches nonstop email. At the leftmost extreme, in other words, no email use, productivity remains healthily above zero. This captures the obvious reality that even if email and similar digital communication tools were banned, companies could still get stuff done, as they did in the many decades before such technologies were introduced. As we begin to move to the right, increasing email use, productivity increases. This point should also be obvious. It's hard to argue against the proposition that email is an immensely useful technology. Universal addressing, instant information transfer, asynchronous storage and retrieval, these are all hard communication problems that email solves elegantly. As we continue to move to the right, however, things get interesting. Eventually, we will arrive at a theoretical maximum point on the x-axis where all workers ever do is check and send emails. At this point, no time is left for any actual work, so productivity would be zero. If we step back, we see our three obvious observations tell us the following about any curve that describes a measure of productivity versus increasing email use. The curve will start above zero. It will rise for a while, and it will eventually decrease all the way down to zero. Any curve matching these criteria will feature two crucial points, one where the productivity produced by email use hits a maximum point, and a break-even point after which email use makes users less productive than if they didn't have email at all. I propose that the mixed reaction to email summarized at the beginning of this post can be better understood with respect to the different regions of this curve. In more detail, those who aggressively defend the email, like the workers surveyed by Pew, are responding to the reality that much of this productivity curve is about the no-email level. That is, they're reacting to the true observation that email can make you more productive than no email. Those who decry email, like Cary Cooper, are responding to the reality that an increasing number of organizations are further to the right and therefore their email habits are making them less productive than they could be if they were more discerning about their use of this technology. It's possible, in other words, for your email use to be both making you more productive as compared to no email, and less productive as compared to its optimal use. Holding both these thoughts in one's head at the same time can be confusing, thus explaining to some degree the muddled polarization of email rhetoric. From explanation to opportunity. Once we understand this style of productivity curve, however, we can do more than simply demystify our confusion. We can also recognize a major management opportunity. With few exceptions, email use arose organically within organizations, with little thought applied to how digital communication might best serve the relevant objectives. The result is that email habits tend to fall somewhat haphazardly on the email productivity curve, with a bias toward the right-hand side, as increased connectivity tends to be more convenient for people in the moment, especially when unchecked by other metrics. It's important to note that there's nothing fundamental about these current email habits, an observation which leads to the conclusion that forward-thinking organizations could consider exploring different regions of this curve in search of the optimal point. By thinking in terms of a search for optimality, such organizations could escape the email is either bad or good dichotomy that often cripples such initiatives before they get too far, and instead cast the efforts in terms of process optimization. To reduce email use, in other words, is not necessarily a repudiation of the technology, but can be instead an embrace of its full potential. You just listened to the post titled The Email Productivity Curve by Cal Newport of calnewport.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And a big thanks to Cal, who wrote this post today. He typically writes about learning hacks and productivity, so you're going to hear him narrated pretty frequently over on Optimal Living Daily, so you can check that show out for a lot more from him. Cal is the author of the books Deep Work and A World Without Email, and you can learn more about those books, plus check out his blog, other media, and podcast over on his site, calnewport.com. That's calnewport.com. But that is it for me today here at Optimal Startup Daily. I thank you so much, as always, for being here and also for subscribing to the show and sharing it with others when you get a chance. So have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.